And finally today, last month, Witwatersrand University in South Africa said it was raising tuition by more than 10%. Other universities there followed that lead. Students at WITS, as it's called, began to protest. Now it's a movement with its own hashtag, Fees Must Fall. Reporter Sarah Jalidi tells us about the rapper in the middle of the fight.
So let me introduce you to Gigi Lemain.
But my real name is Genesis Gabriella Tinamani. I'm a 21-year-old student from Wits University. I do rap music.
Right now, she's one of South Africa's hottest MCs, which all seems remarkable for just a 21-year-old. This song, Ice Cream, is one of her most popular. Listening to the lyrics, it sounds like a standard South African hip-hop affair. Fun, light, and full of sexual innuendo. So you would think everything is cool in Rainbow Nation. The reality is much different.
On April 4th, 2016, protests broke out at Gigi Lemain's alma mater. It's been a regular story over the past year.
And this leads our bulletin. Wits University has been rocked by a fresh wave of protests, which saw an empty lecture hall being set alight.
Yeah, something did happen at my university. The Fees Must Fall movement, we're calling it 2.0 because it started again, but it's basically for students like myself who've struggled to make it through university because of financial constraints. And obviously it's dug into a whole lot of undertones from where we're from and why we feel education is important.
Okay, let's rewind a bit for a little backstory. Wits University, one of South Africa's largest universities, announced it would increase its tuition fees by 10.5%. Many other South African universities followed in suit. Students were outraged.
I was one of the front runners for the movement. I've been very vocal on social media.
Using the hashtag Fees Must Fall, students quickly mobilized, staging widespread college protests. Gigi Lemain and her student comrades, they're commonly referred to as South Africa's Born Frees.
Yo, and I was like born 1994, like the year.
1994 is the year apartheid officially ended. That's why they're called Born Frees, because they have no direct memory or association to South Africa's brutal past.
Yo, what being a born free means to me, I think people often presume that there isn't a struggle. The reality is our parents, because we are free, our parents think that everything is equal, and it isn't.
According to a 2015 study by the South African Institute of Race Relations, 75% of Gigi's female black African fellows are unemployed. Among her white counterparts, it's only 17%. Also, black South Africans account for only 16% of all the students currently enrolled. Whites account for 56%. And of that small black population in college, only 50% are likely to graduate at all.
Most black children are expecting to drop out at some point because they can't pay for it. I think the point where I decided to join the movement was definitely when my mom was just looking at an invoice and she's like, I'm not going to be able to pay this by June. And I haven't even finished paying off for last year.
Gigi was raised by her single mother, who's a nurse.
There's some people who like have paid for the whole program, you know, for 3-4 years. And there you are struggling to get backing from the people in power. And I remember I once said, and it sparked such a debate in my sociology class at Wits, I said, I just feel like capitalism is the legalized form of colonialism.
Gigi Lemain graduated at the top of her class, earning 4 distinctions and dual degrees in media and anthropology. It's hard to imagine that she was once at risk of not completing her education. On the day of Gigi's graduation, she wanted to make a statement. So she dropped a bomb. A metaphorical hip-hop bomb, of course. With Gigi Lemain's song, Fees Will Fall, she now joins a legacy of South African freedom fighter musicians. In terms of the Fees Must Fall movement, she doesn't see an easy solution and believes things may become uglier in the future.
My premonition is that they're definitely going to listen, but I'm worried about the costs. Do we need to have a riot again, like 1976, where we clash with the police and people are killed?
On September 19th, the government announced it will be increasing tuition by 8%. As Gigi LeMain predicted, protests have turned violent. Students are throwing bricks at police, stores have been burned, and a famous Johannesburg jazz club, Orbit, vandalized. For Gigi LeMain's classmates who are still struggling to pay for their education, it appears they won't rest until they get what they want. For The World, I'm Sarah Gilletti. Qualification in hand, they grab the spoon from our hands, and so we shouldn't be mad. They control through the cash on who's broken, who's dead. So let the students.
Sarah's story about Gigi LeMain was first produced for Afropop Close-Ups. That's a podcast series from Afropop Worldwide about culture, music, and current events across Africa and the African diaspora. I prophesy chaos up to the Cape when the poor turn the rich into pieces of steak. Eat them up to stop the hunger and pain.